Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday night. Once again, this is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. You know what? I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given this opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know what time it is. It is Saturday night, heart to heart, with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I'm also joining them on this broadcast. And once again, I wanted to thank God for all of you that have been listening to us and those of you who have been faithfully listening to us over these past 3 years. Praise be to God. So as we await until my brother come on, you know, I want to say today I was looking at, and some of y'all in the broadcast, I heard me mention a particular sister that comes on the YouTube. Her name is Keshonda Boyd. And you remember the account and the story, the testimony I gave you to you about what she said she, you know, encounter concerning dealing with demonic manifestation. And, you know, she has been, and I looked at her, she did a YouTube thing today, and I hadn't too long, I just looked at it about maybe 20, 30 minutes ago. And according to the, on the YouTube, she had done it 7 hours earlier. And the title of it she got is I'm Ready to Quit. And I didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to part of the beginning because it was coming close time for me to come on the air. And she was very discouraged. She said that, you know, she's tired. She said she always have gotten a word, a prophetic word to give to people and all that. She said, you know, but God hadn't given her a word, you know, for herself. And then she says she's dealing with people that they only talk to her when they want a prophetic word from the Lord, per se, or they only talk to her when they think that she can tell them something from the Lord. And she said she has nobody, you know, and she feel like she can pour into you. She should have somebody to pour into her and things of that nature, and she has become very discouraged. And I'm going to ask y'all to keep her up in your prayers. Her name is Keshonda Boyd. Amen. But I want to say on this, when I heard her speaking on that and heard her talking, she was upset and she was actually crying. And one of the things that came to me was that she had been teaching, and some of y'all may know the book called Pigs of Apollo, and that's dealing with teaching on demonic manifestation and demonic spirits. She had been lately teaching from that. And, you know, I say that to say this from what I experienced, that when I was doing the series on the Masonic Order, the Illuminati, you know, heavy demonic activity came at me, especially through contention. And I got to admit, it got so rough. And I'm going to be honest with you here. It got so rough, I'm like, my God, what is this? And it was like, it wasn't no space in between days. I want y'all to understand this. At one time, it was like 3 days in a row of nothing but contention. And it got to a point, you know, and they said, make you want to take your head off. And I said, Lord, what is this? And I thank God he spoke to me. He said, you know what this is. You know what this is about. Why? Because you have rattled the enemy's cage. This one, just what you were speaking on, wasn't just average you was hitting deep into where he had some strongholds. And so I thought about that with Sister Kishandra, because she had been teaching on from about demonic spirits and coming from the book Pigs of the Parlor. And I know that teaching on that shake and rattle the cage of the enemy, especially, you know, she talked on some parts that he got some real strongholds in people's lives. So, you know, that made him mad, and so he's striking back at her. And like I said, the title she got on there now is I'm Ready to Quit. And she's been talking about that. And don't get me wrong, we all as Christians, and I want to be specific, go through some low points in our lives. And that's why it's good to have another true Christian brother or sister, not to put them over the Lord, but someone to help you along the way. But if not, we still overall have Jesus Christ, and sometimes we have to dig down deep and turn to him. Amen. And so, therefore, on that note, I want to ask you to keep her in prayer as I pass my brother on here. Praise be to God. And, you know, because when you're dealing, God bless you, brother. How you doing?
Shalom.
Amen. I just want to say this before you go on. I was sharing with the people. I remember, you know, I don't know if you remember, I talked to you and the listeners about this sister named Kishandra Boyd. She comes on YouTube. That's the one that had with the, you know, the demonic manifestation. Well, today I happened to go on YouTube, and she did another YouTube thing, and I looked at it, and she did this 7 hours ago. And the title of it is I'm Ready to Quit. And so I didn't look at all of it. I looked at some of it because it's coming close time to come get on the broadcast. And she was very discouraged. She was even crying. And she was saying, you know, I guess that title fit what she said. She's about to ready to quit, you know, give up her ministry or whatever. And she had been talking about how that, you know, she said, I'm tired. She said, you know, God has always given me a prophetic word for people. And she said she don't get a word concerning herself. Then she said that sometimes people just want to talk to her when they feel like she got a word from the Lord to give her, but, you know, nothing is pouring to her. So she's very discouraged. I was telling the people to pray for her. But, brother, when I first heard her talking that way, because I looked at it not too long ago, the first thing came to me was, see, lately she had been teaching from the book Pigs of Apollo. And you know that's dealing with demonic spirits and talking about demonic spirits and things of that nature. And when I first saw her, she was talking that way. The first thing came to me was that, because she, it reminded me about what happened to me last year. You know, when I was doing on the Masonic Order, Illuminati, and how that, man, so much contention, 3 straight days, it got so bad. I said, Lord, what is this? And the Lord told me, said, you know what this is. Because what people must understand, too, is that there's something we speak on from the word, and there's something we speak on from the word that hits the devil real deep. I'm talking about where you're really shaking a stronghold that he has, okay? And so that came to me about her because you teach it from Pigs of the Parlor, and I know that's talking about demonic spirits. So that came to me, you know, concerning her. And I was just telling the listeners to pray for her because, you know, that's why we all need one another in Christ. Above all, we have Jesus. But we especially need one another in Christ to pray for one another and encourage one another because, hey, all of us on this journey at some point had gotten tired. I mean, you got some people out there that probably won't admit it, okay? They probably, well, I ain't never get tired of knowing that. Okay, then you go ahead and you keep to what you said. I'm going to speak the truth here. You know, all of us at some point said, Lord, you know, Lord, this is like just too much. Yeah. Lord, I can't go on. And then God give you an extra dose of strength. Everybody, every believer, let me put it that way, okay, face that time, okay? And, you know, we thank God for strength and giving us other believers in our lives that spoke into our lives a word of refreshing. And I thank God for it. And so I thought about that with her because, you know, one time before last year earlier, she was talking about, you know, giving up coming on YouTube because there was people turning on her. So now this time she's speaking about that. And I thought about Pigs in the Parlor. I said, man, you've been teaching for Pigs in the Parlor. I think she had like 11 parts to that, I think. I said, Lord, I know you didn't You didn't hit the devil real deep. You didn't shook some strongholds he had. And I know this is why he's coming at you like this. And so she needs our prayers. Her name is Sister Keshondra Boyd. She needs our prayers. You know, and I thought about myself, brother, you know, like last year. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what is this? He said, you know what this is about. You know, you teaching on Illuminati, Masonic order, you know, you hitting some deep things, okay? I mean, you know, the devil don't want you talking none of the gospel. Some of the stuff he might go by, but some of the stuff you speak on that's deep, oh, Lord, he's, you know, definitely coming back at you. Amen. So let's keep her. I want to pray for her, brother. Amen. You still there? Okay, he'll be coming back on. Look like his call had dropped. But I want to pray for her because, you know, I understand what she's talking about. And I'm not here to rile on her or jump down on her, you know, and I understand what she's saying. I felt that way many times, okay, that, you know, and at times I have had to deal with it, even as of late. And I thank God for strength for bringing me through because sometimes in certain things that you're in, it's like you're by yourself. Now, I'm not saying that the Lord has forsaken you. But when you're looking for other brothers and sisters to help you out on particular things, it's like it's just you. But, you know, I understand what she's saying. I understand where she's coming from. She just needs our prayers because, see, the devil, he wants her to quit. Because, once again, she was hitting some deep parts, you know, in what she was teaching. And I hope that you as brothers and sisters in Christ really listen to this, okay? This is why God be telling us to study the word, stay before him, and stay in prayer, because there are going to be some things God going to give you that's going to really hit the devil real deep, okay? It's going to hit him real deep. Now I'm going to pass my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. Thanking God for this lovely, beautiful evening. And I just want to, I kind of clicked on because listening to what you were saying, and I know what you're saying is true. Last year when you were speaking on the devil and the cults and all the things that you was teaching on, I knew the devil was trying to beat up on you. You know, my husband even made a remark. We were listening one night, and he said, well, maybe Brother Nate should be teaching this in a class and not on the air, because we knew the devil was beating up on you, and we were praying for you, too. And another thing that came to my mind when you were saying that, you know, a lot of people go through, you know, where they just want to, you know, throw up their hands. And the word came to me that Jesus said, you know, not my will, but thy will. You know, if the God could remove that bitter cup from him. So, you know, he did say, not my will. So the Lord God, he didn't remove it because that's why, you know, he was brought here to do, but he did ask, Lord, if you can remove this bitter cup from me, not my will, but thy will, you know. And I just think and I praise the Lord that you are consecrated, your life is hid in Christ Jesus. So, you know, I felt, you know, that you was going through some tough times and we were praying for you too. But I want you to know that I thank and I praise the Lord that you endure it.
Amen. And I thank God for y'all prayers, because that's the beautiful thing about us in needing one another, because there come a time where you need that brother or sister to pray for you. Sometimes so much stuff hits you. And let's be real. Sometimes you don't even feel like praying. Okay. I'm not encouraging people not to pray. I'm just saying, sometimes you just be like, for what? And you need that brother or sister to pray and intercede. And if God give them, say, hey, call them. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody as a Christian on this journey, And once again, I know some people out there that say, well, no, not me. I'm going to let the no, not me speak to themselves. But I know that everyone on this journey, somewhere, walking as a Christian in Christ Jesus, face that point where you just say, Lord, I'm just tired. You know, I'm tired. You know, all this is happening, and you feel like throwing up both hands, and then that's when God sent a refreshing. So I understand what the sister is talking about. You know, I really do. And I just want to pray for her. You know, I want to pray for her because, like I said, she was doing on pigs in the parlor, and I think she got like 11 parts. I think it was 11 parts she did today. And I said, oh, man, okay. And I knew that if she did, you know, I didn't hear all of them, but if she did what I thought, I know she hit the devil deep somewhere. Okay, she hit him, and she shook up some strongholds, you know, and therefore we know that he's very upset. And, you know, and I think, like I said, I thank God for you and brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, I thank God for Brother Lee who, you know, and Brother Lee told me, said, brother, you need to be praying. You know, when I told him, I'm finna do these on these particular subjects, he said, brother, you need to be praying, calling on the angel of the Lord, because he gave me a word of warning or a direction. He did not discourage me in it. Okay.
Yes.
Because why? He knew that there comes a point at times we're not going to be reporting on from the Word of God on the sweet and soft stuff. Okay. If you're looking for just reporting on the sweet and soft stuff, you're in the wrong line of business because you're not going to be reporting on that all the time. You're going to be reporting on the stuff that people are going to think is real bitter and start frowning up like they're drinking castor oil. Okay. And so, therefore, you know, God looked for the one to say who would tell my word on this, okay? And, you know, we got a decision to make. So I want to pray for them, pray for her. Her name is Keshondra Boyd. And if we could right now before we go further with the broadcast, I want to ask if we could go ahead and pray for her right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hello. Hello.
Okay,
hello.
We still got you. Can you hear us?
Huh?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, okay.
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 So, brother, if it's all right with you, I want to know before we go on with the broadcast, could we pray for her?
Well,
take time
of course.
To pray for her right now?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. By all means, and it will make it a double hitter as a young lady in the Philippine Islands. Name is Geraldine Arena. So, yeah, and he's in the same similar, like, okay, struggles.
Okay. Okay, okay. Well, amen. That's,
yeah.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, brother.
When we pray, just before we pray, we need to be, as a family of God, a true body of Christ, to all the arms and the branches, every branch in the tree, in the family of God. We need to be, you know, more really supportive and more mindful that we will face great struggles and great difficulties at times. And we need to understand to be helpful one to another more and more as the time get by. Satan, when the young lady, once you step on the devil's ground and start a particular attack or begin to expose the depths of evil, you must prepare yourself emotionally, spiritually, and physically for a backlash from the enemy. Once you get it, and everybody needs to understand this, you know, there's more about this building yourself strong and pillars when you start on that journey to attack the enemy on his grounds. When you enter into that arena, in the lion's den, you must have a what I call a supportive group bearing you up, because the enemy has specialized things to wear you out and to wear you down, and he will attack you because he is a power to reckon with, and you have to go girdle yourself before you go into that arena to attack the enemy. You have to put a prayer group around you.
Mm-hmm.
Girdle about with the strong prayers that supporting you and upholding you in your venture when you attack the enemy. Because he's coming after your mind. He's
mm-hmm.
coming after your body.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming after your emotions. And he's going to attack you. He's not going to sit out of the body. So people need to understand that more. Once you start into that deep arena, crossing over into the area, I just want to remind people that make sure you got a element of people upholding you and standing with you and girding you about and fighting with you, because when you do it by yourself, you're going to get some deep backlash from the enemy.
Right.
And he knows
right.
how to wear you out, wear you down, and beat you down. Because you remember, you are still in this flesh.
Yeah.
I don't care how spiritual, how deep you are. You ask people like Brother Terrell and all those great men, how they got so without, they almost got beaten down when they started doing great and mighty things. So you have to be good about with people around you. And as before we pray, remember Moses was so worn down and with the difficulty and the burden that he had, that he was so taxed and stretched out and almost burned out under the pressure. Elijah, the great prophet of Israel, was under an adverse attack when he, even in obedience to the Lord, he had to run for his life. Do you understand that?
Right.
When fear came upon him, and he ran and hid himself. King David, the mighty sweet psalmist, the killer of Goliath, of lion and bear, mighty anointed, sweet psalmist, warrior, and prophet, in his journey of battle, when he had to run for his life over 7 years from the enemy, and he had to run for 7 years. Over 7 years he was on the run, from place to place, from cave to cave, and the Lord permitted it. I said Jehovah permitted it. And he had some men with him who was called his special chosen another one that helped him and sustained him on his run.
Yeah.
If you read
mm-hmm.
some things in the scripture, you'll call them the supporting cast.
Yeah.
And if you're going to win, you got to have the supporting cast about. There is no great minister or great anointed one individual going to win by himself. If he doesn't have that cunning women intercession prayer upholding him, like Moses had to, he had to have these two people holding his hand up. When he and these two lifted his arms up, somebody got to lift your arms up in this battle. I'm saying this because when you told me, you know, was talking about that you were going to go into this area, brother, you better know that's a backlash coming.
Mm-hmm.
You better get some deep prayer and prayer, because that is going to be a backlash coming to you, and you may not be expecting what the devil is going to do, because even Jesus, even the Mashiach, when he got to that great hour of crisis, he was under so much pressure. He asked his three closest friends and apostles, Peter, James, and John, said, "Pray with me."
Yeah,
now, I understand
that.
Remember, as the Son of Man, he was under, as the Son of Man, dealing with the most difficult hour of his life, would you pray with me? With you, pray with me? This is the Son of God who is the perfect example. Will you pray with me? Will you help me in this hour? So as we pray for her, she is a more attack. When you enter into a certain arena of spiritual warfare, intercession on the devil's territory, you better make ready first. You better make sure the Lord is leading you at that time, and then make preparation, spiritual, physical, and emotional preparation. Get your entourage around you that's going to support you. If you don't, the devil will make you give up, wear you, knock you down, and wear you out. Amen. And trample on you, and then you have to, somebody will have to spiritually pick you up again and renew you. Hallelujah. You have to be renewed. Yeah. Renewed. So let's, you want to start this prayer for, what's her name? Boyd, Ms. Sister Boyd. And Sister Arena.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Right. Okay. Father.
Yes, sure.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, your word declares to us to bear one another's burdens. Lord God, we come today in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. And you told us in the word to pray to the Father in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Therefore, Lord, we come, Heavenly Father, in the name of thy precious Son. A name that is above all names.
Yes.
A name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. A name that causes demons to tremble and flee.
Yes.
We come in the name of thy precious Son, whose blood was shed for us, who made the atonement for us. In the name of Jesus, who became sin that knew not sin, Lord God. In the name of Shaka, in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of thy precious Son, and we come to make intercession and supplication for Kishandra Boyd and for the sisters in the Philippines, God. For you said in your word, and let prayers and intercessions be made for all men. Lord, even for kings, those in leadership, Lord God, we are told us to pray for them and intercede and make supplication.
Yes.
We make supplication for these two sisters right now.
Yes.
Lord, that is enduring such an attack from the enemy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the attack on the soul, the attack of the emotions, and the attack on the mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, pressuring and causing pressure to cause them to try to quit and try to give up and try to throw up their hands and to throw in the towel. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you call upon your people to stand in the gap, Lord God, and to cry out on their behalf, to make supplication.
Yes.
For Lord, you told us that we all need one another, and that the day has come that we will come, that we will rejoice to stand for one another. Therefore, Lord, we come right now in the name of Jesus, understanding how they feel, understanding what they're going through, Lord God, and
Lord,
knowing that we was at one point, Lord, needed the prayers of the saints. We was at one point, Lord, needed another believer to come and stand with us. We was at one point that we need a word of encouragement and a word of refreshing. And we're grateful today, Lord God, that we are still standing in Christ because of those things in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we lift up these sisters, Lord God, because we pray for them. We pray for a refreshing that comes from the Lord, as you said in the book of Acts.
Thank you, Jesus.
That comes from your presence, Lord
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Let it swoop on them and let them rock in them. And Lord God, just let it touch their spirit and bring a new strength to them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, cause their countenance to be lifted up from the depth of sorrow and sadness, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, bring them their strength.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, they are in need of you today, God.
Thank you,
they are in need of a move from heaven and a stretching forth of your hand in the name of Jesus. And by the authority given us of Jesus Christ, we come against every demon, every devil that Satan has assigned on their lives, every cohort of the enemy that comes to attack their mind and their emotions in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you.
The blood.
The Lord rebukes you and we rebuke you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, by the authority and power of the Most High God. You shall not have them. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak and release peace right now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. The peace that passes the understanding of all men. The peace that will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We release the peace, Lord.
Yes.
And we bind the work of the
enemy.
We bind the work of confusion right now. For
thank
the word
right
told
now.
Us plainly that you are the author of peace, Lord God, and not the
Jesus.
And therefore
Glory.
We come against the spirit of confusion.
Yes.
We
bind the spirit of doubt right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
We come
Glory.
Against the workings of the devil and the plan of the adversary.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Lord.
We rebuke your
thank
plan
you,
right now. We command it to fail right now. We command it to fall to the ground.
Yes.
We command it to be ruined. We command it to be destroyed in the name of Jesus.
We
turn
command
to their minds right now
we
in the name
you.
Of Jesus. We
thank
come
you.
Against witchcraft. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. We come against witchcraft right now.
We come against.
That's performed against them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We rebuke that power of the enemy right now.
We rebuke
it. We command it to fail. We rebuke
it
right now. We command it to go in the name
of Jesus. In the name
of Jesus
Christ.
Hallelujah. Destroy the works of darkness, Lord, with your anointing. Let your anointing fall on that power and destroy that power of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
And let those
thank
that are performing this witchcraft, let their eyes be open and let them see who you are and that you are a protector
Lord.
Of them. Let their
great
eyes
Jehovah.
Be open right now and let them see
great
the Son of the living God, the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you,
there's none greater than you, God. There's
none
no
greater.
Power greater than your power in the
no
name
power.
Of Jesus. No one could have done
Lord
what
Jesus.
You have done and doing what you're doing, God. The heavens and the earth display your wisdom, and it shows
hallelujah.
Your power and your understanding. No one could have made the planets rotate like they can and the stars sit in the sky. No one
thank
could
you.
Do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Who is greater than me, Lord God?
Yes.
Who has
glory.
More powerful than
none
you, Lord
greater.
God? Who can
none.
Plan
none.
Like you can?
Who
has
can
made
stand
my
against
design
thee, Lord.
Greater than you, Lord God? There is none,
yes,
Lord God.
Jesus.
We will never find anyone greater than you in the
yes,
name
Lord
of Jesus.
Jesus.
And every demon
thank
has
you.
To bow to you, God. Every demon
yes,
has to
Lord
submit
Jesus.
To you. Every devil has
hallelujah.
To flee because you are just that
yes.
powerful, Lord God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. The word tells us that you are omnipotent.
Yes. Yes.
You are all-powerful
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Now, Father, we come in perfect agreement, and we stand in agreement.
Yes, Lord.
We stand in faith.
Yes, Lord.
Seated in Christ, in heavenly places.
Yes, Lord.
High
yes, Lord.
Above all principalities, the thrones, and rulers, and principalities, and powers. Being seated in Christ, who is risen from the dead with power and complete victory, conquering death, the grave, Satan, sin, and darkness, with complete victory, being at the right hand of the Father, who ever liveth to make intercessions for us. We, therefore, gird ourselves together in agreement,
in
our Lord and our Christ and our Redeemer, who is the conqueror of all things. We stand in behalf of our sister and all of the other ones who are under attack.
Yes, Lord God.
We stand with the whole armor of Christ, the helmet of salvation through faith, the helmet of salvation through the grace of our God. Through the breastplate of righteousness, he's our righteousness. Through the shield of faith, to quench all the fiery doubt of the wicked one we take unto ourselves. The sword of the Spirit, the battle axe of the Lord. We're girded about with Holy Ghost truth. The gospel of peace and power in our feet. The blood of Jesus over us and around us. And the angel of deliverance round about us. Therefore, we stand up for our sister Board and her reigners.
Yes.
We stand with them and against the adversary who would wear them out and wear them down. We take up his sword. We take up the sword of the Lord, who teaches our hands to war and our fingers to rise up in victory. Our fingers to fight, our hands to war, to deliver us from destruction. As it is written in Psalms 18, as it is written in Psalms 144, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 6, as it is written in 10, 4, and 5, as it is written in the Gospel of Mark 16, 15, and 16, we release the sword of the Lord. We release the arrows of the Lord against the adversary that war against our mind and our body. We release the bow and the arrows and the spear of the Lord against the enemy. We release the sword and the hammer of the Lord. We release the lightning of the Lord God of Israel against the adversary. We release the blood, the power of the blood of the Lamb. Release your warring angels to fight for her, and the ministering angels to minister to our sisters, and gather them out and renew her mind and her emotions, and renew her heart and her soul, and lift her up. For it is written, it is written in the scriptures, cannot be broken.
Amen.
He has spoken and it cannot fall. We release the help of heaven and the host of heaven for her. In the name that is above every name, the most excellent and powerful name, through the blood of the cross and the power of his resurrection. Lord, renew her. Let the enemy flee at the rebuke. We command the enemy to come against her mind, her soul, every spirit of the oppressor, every backlash of the devil, every witch and warlock. We cancel every cursed thing. We turn it back. We reverse it. We reverse it. The attack of the enemy, we reverse. We reverse the attack of the enemy against our soul and mind. In Jesus Christ's name. Now we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you for coming and rescuing. In Jesus' name. I confess your truth. We are called in Christ, and we are seated in Christ to know victory. We have redemption in Jesus Christ through his blood and death and resurrection. We reign in life by Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. I am alive from God through Christ, who is risen from the dead. I have eternal life through Christ, whom I believe and have faith. I'm a joint heir. I am a joint heir with Christ, who is in God the Father. I am sanctified in Christ through the blood and the word of God by faith. My body is a member of Christ. I have victory. I have victory. I have victory. These, your servants, Sister Boyd and Sister Rena, we have victory today. We decree victory today. For it is written, thanks be to God who always gives us the victory and triumph in Christ. We thank you. We have victory today from the risen Christ, the conquering Christ. We have victory today against the adversary, the wicked one, against witches and warlocks and sorcery and the strain and the stress of life. I have victory. We have victory. We triumph in Christ. We are risen with Christ. We are seated with Christ. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the church. We are seated with victory. We are a new creation in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We have liberty in Jesus Christ who's risen. I am crucified with Christ. We are dead with Christ and crucified. We are risen with Christ. We have put on the Lord Jesus in the whole armor. We are heirs of God.
joint heirs with God in Christ. I am blessed with all spiritual blessing. I am blessed with all spiritual blessing. I'm blessed with all physical blessings. All the blessings of life in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that I should be holy and without blame before him. I am attained an inheritance in Christ. I have been quickened with Christ and made alive. I'm sitting in heavenly places in Christ. I'm sitting in victorious place. And all of our sisters and our brothers in agreement, we are sitting in victorious place. We in the right hand of the Father. His right hand has given us the victory. He has triumphed over our enemies. Lord, let the arrows fly. Let the arrows fly against the enemy. Let your bow and your arrows, your spear pierce the enemy. Your sword cut him off and turn him back. We take authority and dominion in agreement for our sister Boyd and Harina. We declare your victory. And supernatural strength. For the Lord God is our light and salvation. And he is the supernatural strength of our life. Whom shall we fear? Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked come against me, they stumble and fail. Let the demons stumble and fall that rise up. Let the evil one be confounded and fall down. Let the angel of the Lord pursue them and drive them out into slippery places. Let our enemies be consumed. Give us the neck of our enemies, Lord, demons and devils and witches, in Jesus' name. Let them turn backwards. And we thank you for it. We plead the blood, the Lamb of God, over her life. We plead the word of fire against the enemy. Holy fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, many ministers who are entering into new grounds against the enemy are under attack, and they're being worn out. And a lot of them are quitting. Some of them are just worn down. And some have went beyond that limit because Jesus knew when to withdraw himself.
Yes.
Now, he never quit, but he knew when to withdraw himself to the Father. If you don't follow the example that Jesus do, he knew when to draw away into the mountain. So he knew a way to draw away from his disciples. He knew when to draw away from the crowd. He knew. When Jesus in the garden, he had ministering angels minister to him. His disciples did not understand because the power of darkness was pressing against Jesus greater, and an hour was before him, and the angels came and ministered to him, because when he prayed, he entered into another arena to great drops of blood, sweat like blood came out of him. Until he break through to the victory, then angels came and ministered. Lord, we pray that the angels, the ministering angels who encamp around those that fear the Lord, as it is written, minister to our sister. And many of the brethren and sisters are just worn out and worn down, and they're quitting. Lord, renew them and pick them up again and make them ready for the battle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, here's the thing about pride. Here's the thing about pride. Pride is one of the most dangerous things, because you have to say, you have to cry, help, I need some help here. And you see, you're going to have to say, I need the saints right now. And there is no one person, I don't You read the life of all the great men and women, God. They reached this plateau more than once, whether they were under siege by the devil and by the things of life, and they needed help. Somebody, and they had to have it, or else they wouldn't make it. That's why Moses and David had all these people. David had what is called the three mighty and the 30 mighty, and they fought with him. So if David needed to win those battles, special anointed men for war, David had with him what they call chosen special men for war. So yes, when you're entering the war zone and crossing over to attack the enemy, do not think that any ounce of pride that you're going to do it by yourself, because you'll be turned backwards. Brother Terrell, the great anointed prophet, he needed many times in his ministry, he was at the edge where he was almost broken. He even had a nervous breakdown. And I'm telling you, saints, you're going to need one another. I look at William Branham and all the great ministers, A.A. Allen, and all of these people needed these walls of prayer and intercession to gird them about, because they was at times under the area of being broken and turned backwards. And some of them had to leave the ministry for a while before they could come back, because the pressure was so great. And in this flush, I don't care how anointed you are, I don't care how much you think that you're anointed, if you think that you're going to withstand the enemy by yourself, you got another thing coming. Hallelujah. Yeah. If Jesus, as the Son of Man, need prayer, what do you think about us?
Amen.
What do you think about us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If Elijah, the prophet of Israel, ran for his life, ran for his life and hid in the cave, what do you think about you and I and all the other saints? So let's remember our brethren. Let's remember the body of believers, because the enemy has an arsenal and he is nothing to play with. You have to be good for war. You have to be ready for war. If you're going to war, you have to be trained and ready for war. I'm telling you, it's just like a physical. You have to be good and ready for war. You can't enter into it lightly. That's why I was, telling Brother Nate when he was entering certain grounds, brother, you better get ready, because it's coming. The enemy is going to attack your emotions, your feelings, your body. He's going to attack you on the job. He's going to attack you in your home. He going to hit every spot. He going to have people turn against you, betray you. I mean, and I'm not talking about sinners either. And he will stir up stuff. Where is this coming from? Wait a minute. What's happening here? What's going? Where y'all? He will stir up stuff. He'll call Shasta. And we have to understand, when you're going to war, prepare for war.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Prepare for war. They have a group in every military operation. They have a special group of prepared people. I think they had in the United States Army, they have a special trained group called the Rangers. And then they got another group called the Special Forces and Delta Force. Listen, and in the Navy, they got a group called the SEALs. The elite team is called the Six SEALs. And then they got in the Marines, another special operation. These are special trained, equipped people for the depths of war and for victory. They have to go through all kind of training and preparation. If they have to go preparation to deal on this physically, you have to do the same in spiritual things. There's no doubt about it, because I know what attack is, because everybody going to get it. And at times you will get so weary and so worn out, all you can do to lay out to the Lord and just in your own mind pray, because you can't pray physically. You can only pray in your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. Listen, we have to gird ourselves together as one. As one.
Amen.
As one.
Amen.
You know how the devil get to people?
Mm-hmm.
When they get so anointed,
mm-hmm.
they think they don't need nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know some people get into that area of pride. I'm anointed. The devil can't bring me down. I'm anointed. Well, Brother Nate, I think they're in for a surprise.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so,
that's right.
That's pride talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And you see what the Lord let you go. Look, the greater your anointing, the greater the attack. The greater you come into the game, the greater he's going to step up the test. Look at Brother Terry, all the stuff he's been through. Hallelujah. He was in jail for three years? 4 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh? 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord permitted it.
Mm-hmm.
He was, his wife, first wife left.
Mm-hmm.
He had all those people that started with him turn their back on him and left him.
Mm-hmm.
And let's understand this, that Jesus prayed in it, and most people don't know one of the most important prayers in the whole Bible is found in John 17.
Amen.
And most people don't pray that prayer, and don't mention that prayer, but that is the prayer that Jesus prayed. I said that's the revelation prayer that he prayed for us. That's the one that he prayed in the 17th chapter, okay? And that's one of the most important revelation truth that's in the whole Bible. It's a prophetic revelation revealing prayer. It covers everything, and it speaks to any things that's going to happen, and it tells you what the church in the have to do. And he talks about, I pray that you be one, even as my Father and I are one.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything the devil attacks you, he's going to try to isolate you and get you by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And knock you and keep you down. That's why saints make the biggest mistake when they going through a very depth thing, or they try to do it by themselves many times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that kind can be a mistake. That can be a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, they do that.
Remember, when the enemy attacks you, or a sinner attacks you, he don't just send one. Neither do he send one demon.
Mm-hmm.
I said he don't send no one.
Yeah.
He may send a head demon with 500 sub-demons.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay? Because he's a coward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when he attacks you, he's a coward. He's not coming with no one. Okay? When you see all these gangs, street gangs in Chicago and around, they don't attack you no one or one-on-one.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's be four or five against one.
Yeah, that's true.
That's how the demon operates. That's how the devil works. Okay, so the saints going to have to drop all of their stuff and put on their armor. Because you can't fight with all that stuff on you. You got to drop all that stuff. I said, we got to drop all our stuff.
Amen.
And pick on the armor of love. First of all, the first thing you got to put on, love.
Love, yeah.
Next thing you got to put on, forgiveness and mercy and grace and peace and power. And then put on the armor of war. Because you can't win a war if you don't have love in your life. You can't win if you're not walking in peace. You can't win a war unless you're not walking in righteousness. You can't win a war if you're not walking in holiness. You can't win the battle. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So let's be helpers. One to the Apostle Paul. All the way through his writing, he says, pray for me. He told the church Ephesus. He told the Corinthians. He told the Galatians. He went through all of his church. He said, pray for me, for I'm at battle at war with these and that. And everywhere he went, he confronted the attack of the enemy. And we read the scriptures through a rose-colored glass. When people read the color, they read the scripture with the rose-colored glass, and they're always talking about, they're looking at the nice stuff. You don't know what Paul had to go through. You don't know what Peter had to endure. You don't know what Elijah had to deal with. You don't know what Abraham and Moses had to deal with. They look through the scripture, and they read the nice little colored stuff, you know. Oh, that's just so nice. Peter opened the man's eyes. Oh, that's so good. You don't know the price.
Amen.
I said you don't know the price.
Amen.
I said you don't know the price. We don't know the price they paid. We have to stop reading the scripture with this rose. People got to stop reading this through the scripture with a rose-colored glass, you know. And today I was reminded of something, that when people in this, and right, especially now in this generation, they want lemonade all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Nate, I was thinking today, and when you mentioned that mention, I said, wow. The Lord was reminding me of two things. He said, many people, they want the pleasant things of the scriptures, the nice, the private time. They don't want the other side, which is real.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Therefore, when you come to the table, they want lemonade.
Yes.
But when you bring the castor oil to the table.
Yeah.
I said, many people today, all they want is lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But what's important? Why you need the castor oil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the castor oil Christians, and where are the lemonade Christians?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just tell me some nice stuff, some good stuff over here. Yes, there's a time for that. But there's a time that lemonade won't get it.
Amen.
When your children come to the table, often they want sweet stuff.
Amen.
And when you put the broccoli and the spirit and all the carrots and greens, they don't want that.
Amen. Amen.
They want that sweet stuff. Where's the lemonade? Where's the pop? Where's this sweet over here? No, you need this broccoli here, and. You need this green stuff. I don't like that. I don't want that. And they don't have a balanced meal, and so they're not healthy enough to deal with life. But those that eat everything on the plate that God puts on there, like the broccoli and the carrots and the celery.
Uh huh.
Okay. All right. Instead of just the hamburgers and the fries and the wieners and potato chips, we can't become potato chip Christians and think that we're going to survive and arrive. It's not going to happen. That's why when you talk to Christians, all they want to hear is positive stuff. They don't want to hear the other stuff. They don't want to hear the other side of the coin. Brother, many people, when you talk to them, we want to talk about the blessing. This is the blessing of the Lord. How you going to get through the difficult and the trying and the tough times. And you have to mention the trials and the difficult of people and the reality. Well, we don't want to hear that. Brother Nate, we don't want to hear that. We don't hear them. We don't want to hear them about how sin can get you in trouble and iniquity and rebellion. We don't want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the lemonade side. Could you give me some lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
Could I have some more lemonade?
Nah, Lord.
Could I have some sweetened water, Christians?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been rebuked by the Lord many times. Rebuked, man. The last two or three years, and nothing. You know what? You know what? One of the greatest blessings you can get from the Lord is found. One of the greatest blessings you can get from the Lord is rebuke. Is rebuke.
Yeah.
Brother Nate, you get that? The greatest one blessed a Christian can receive is the correction, rebuke, and the chastening of the Lord.
Amen.
Not, I'm going to give you a bigger house and a bigger car and I'm going to give you this, but I'm going to give you a rebuke.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews says, whom the Lord loveth, he rebuke and chasten every son.
Amen.
If you be without rebuke, you are no longer a son.
Ah, that's right.
So, Lord, rebuke me. Lord, chasten me. Lord, correct me. Lord, humble me. Lord, convict me. God, lead me in the strange straight path. Help me to accept rebuke and chastening and correction from the Lord my God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Remember, he give grace to the humble, Peter says. He give grace to the humble. And the proud, he sent empty away. All right. Thank you, Jesus. This is another wonderful day. This is a day of joy because every day the Lord gives you, you're going to get some tests, and in it, you still can have joy. And every day, even in the most difficult time or the valley time of your life, he meant for you to know joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your weeping comes for night, but joy cometh in the morning. Joy be already sitting there, but you just got to tap in on it. Joy comes there. Joy be already there. And I thank God wants to bless it. And so our sisters and Brother Nate, you know, this is going around. You just don't hear about it, that a lot of ministers are being worn out and are giving up.
Yeah.
And so we got to come to the rescue, our brother. We got to come to our brothers and sisters' rescue. We can't just fake church. We got to get rid of that churchy mind. I'm sorry if somebody offended. We got to get rid of that churchy, that religious churchy mind. My church and my group and my this. We got to know we are the family of God. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. And you know all of our brothers are not in the church, same church group.
That's right.
Did I hurt somebody's feeling? All of the sons and daughters of God are in Christ, but not in the same church group on the earth.
Amen.
But they're in the same family. But listen here, the same family.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus said in 1 Corinthians 12 and Ephesians 4, he that is born of the Spirit and believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is of God. Now, everybody's not in the same church. Well, you're in the church of God over here, so that means you're out. You're in the church of God in Christ over here. I'm sorry you're out. You're in the Philadelphia, and you're born again and blood washed and sanctified, but I'm sorry you're not in my group. You're out. What do you think? Wait a minute now. What do you think that God accepts? We're not worried about what you accept. What do the Bible say what God accepts? He accepts those people as sons. They are born of the Spirit, washed in the blood, sanctified in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the hope of his coming. They are our brethren.
Amen.
Even though they're not yet in the church of Christ or Elijah Messiah and haven't accepted their life, they're still. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are still.
Amen.
And so all of us have to get rid of that old false sense of pride and superiority.
Yes,
one church is in mighty deliverance and casting out demons. They're not that's only a part. That's not all of it.
That's right.
One group is in prophecy. One is in faith movement. One is healing movement. One in intercession. One is in end time prophecy. One is inspiration. They all are the people of God as long as they are founded on the rock. I said, as long as they're on that rock, founded on that rock in Christ, they are our blood brothers. See, blood is what makes you family members. When you are a natural family, they test your blood. You notice they don't test your they don't test your skin.
That's right.
If you are of a perfect seed, the court said, test his DNA, not his skin. Not his, even though test his DNA to tell whether that seed that you are the birth of that child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to determine it. Is that right?
Amen.
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 So let's not think. There are some Baptist people that are faithful to what God has given them, more faithful mm-hmm. than the people that have more light than them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that again. I'll say it again. There are some people in a group of Baptist Christians are more faithful to the light that they have than some people who have more light and are not faithful.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Who do you think is justified before God? They have lesser light, but they're on the rock. Those that have the greater light, but have greater disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. For to him that is given much, much
yes.
is required.
Yes.
To them that is given much,
mm-hmm.
much is required.
Yes.
You may have greater light and less obedience than the people who have lesser light and who have great obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. That didn't go well.
True anyway.
You had to run. You had to pick that. Do you know what the Bible says? He that is forgiven much loveth much.
Yes,
he that is forgiven little loveth
mm-hmm.
little.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
Got it.
Yes. Did we pick that up and run with that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So every time, Brother Nate, you're going to go into some new grounds and tear the ground, well, we're going to wait a few weeks. We're going to gird it up because you may have to wait a few weeks before you go into that thing and gird it up. Put on your armor clothes on, brother. Have the saints help you put on your armor clothes.
Amen.
Yes,
okay. Amen.
Amen.
We are the body of Christ.
Yes,
we're not.
Amen.
You know why I don't use the word church too much? Even though it's scriptural in a sense, but the word church in our vernacular in English understanding can be used very deceptively and can be misleading. That's why I don't use the word church too much to describe the working of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Interesting.
I use the other things that refer to our relationship with God in person, our fellowship with the Holy Spirit in intimacy.
Yeah.
That's more important because the word church, people say, oh, I'm a church person. I go to church. Mm-hmm. That's nice. Praise the Lord. And so, saints, I'm so glad to hear your voices today. And we are fellowship and having our fireside chat. The women of God, this is a message of God, the women of God. So we're so grateful. So, Brother Nate, we'll turn over to the women of God if they want to add some things or if God has given them a visions or a revelation or a psalm, a word or a prayer or a revelation of truth or healing, whatever you able to and willing to operate. We don't believe in that religious stuff that God don't use women. I don't believe in that stuff because it's not biblical.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I need to say it again.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say one thing before you get on. As a understanding of spiritual protocol, because God always works things in order and in a particular pattern.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman has a particular ministry in her life and she's married, and that man is a Christian, I'm going to make a statement according to spiritual protocol.
Yes.
She has to always recognize and submit to her husband.
Okay. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Amen.
That's right.
But I have to. I don't have time to explain what she has to submit to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get confused. Think that you have to submit to anything and everything.
Yeah.
You need to understand what when you are ministering as a woman in any area. Maybe you're not ordained a minister, but you're ministering. You have to submit to the authority of your husband, especially if he's in Christ.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because his covering spiritually has to protect you and cover you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if a woman is a, in some cases, some women are ordained, that's another story. If she it does not submit to her husband and annoy husband, if he happened to be in Christ out of Christ, if she don't submit to the head of that house, Satan can attack her.
Yeah.
I just want to leave that open. I ain't got time to go into it. But don't ever somebody some women will get into a ministry and they think they don't need their man or their husband. They're gonna be in deep trouble.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
enemy, the enemy is going to attack them based on something that's written in the scripture.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
If Eve had submitted first to Adam. Okay. This is a pattern, that a natural order of things that God created that does not change. If Eve had first sought and submitted to Adam first, her husband, and he was the head. What do you think if she had went instead of, why do you think the devil got her by herself?
Amen.
Well, that's okay. Why do you think some men, even though they're the head, will not submit to the wisdom of their wife and will not hear them, got in deep trouble?
Amen.
All right, Brother Nate, I don't hear you. I don't hear no rooster over there, no chicken or anything. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Women of God, women of God all over the world and every place on the top side of the earth, we want you to know we care. Okay, we care about you, and we're joined with you in the battle and in the victory in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And I will rejoice. I want you to know something, good news. I was looking on the other day, and they say they're not telling people, and you don't hear this, and you ain't going to hear this on the broadcast internet, that there are thousands of Iranians, Muslims, that are coming to Christ.
Amen.
They say there's so many of them are coming to Christ, the Iranian Muslim, they can't. And Jesus said, hallelujah, glory, 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 glory.
Amen.
And you know, they don't broadcast stuff like this. And there's thousands of Chinese coming to Christ and to the kingdom of God on the underground. And some of them, after they come to Christ, they kill them or they try to behead them. The Muslims try to stop them by killing them and killing their families. But they keep growing and they keep growing. They keep coming to Jesus. From all nations, they're coming, Brother Nate. And they don't want you to know that. The Muslims don't want you to know that. They don't know. Them people are crying out for help, and the living God, the true God, Jesus Christ, is revealed to them. And, you know, and so and it's a secret thing. It's on the other side of the earth or the world, so they don't want you to know. Good news, good news, good news. Jesus is doing what he said he'd do to gather them out of all nations. Amen. Amen. I just want you all to know that. So you be praying for the, for those that come to Christ because they are in a great danger. When you're a Muslim, see, the law in the Quran say you are a heretic and they have the right to kill you. According to Muhammad's teaching, you are a heretic and they have the right to kill you. That's what the Quran says. And so many Muslims, many Iranians, Afghanistan, God's going to bring them to himself. Jesus is going to bring them as Lord. He's working on them in all nations. So let's keep that in mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got new brothers in Iran, brother. We got thousands of them. We got new brothers in Chinese. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's Lord.
I remember I was praying for Turkey back here some months, and I didn't know why. Well, last year, my mind was kept on Turkey and Turkey. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm praying for that little corrupt nation over there. That's my mind. You know, that's my human mind. You know, that ain't God's mind. That's my human thing. Oh, well, I'm praying for what? Turkey. Who is that? What? And I'm praying for Turkey. Hallelujah, because God wants a breakthrough in every nation. And the prayers and the saints, the intercessors, open the door and cause a breakthrough to come, because it releases God to do. It releases the hand of God. It releases the angels to get busy.
Mm-hmm.
See, the prayers of the saints are very important. The prayer of the righteous availeth mercy, because it opens doors and cause hearts to seek after God and open doors that are closed in these nations. So don't think when you pray and you don't see the results, don't have to see it, just have to believe.
Amen.
All right, sisters, I done took your time, and brother, so it's your time.
Quite all right. Amen. Just thank God for the enlightenment and the awakening of the word.
Amen.
We're going out and going forth from nation to nation, and we thank God for it.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all ain't going to talk to your sisters around the world that's facing stuff? Come on, America Christians. Come on, American Christians.
Amen.
Brother Nate. American Christians, what are we going to do? We're going to have a thing that happened in the Philippines, and they had in Turkey today, they had an earthquake. Was an earthquake. We had, and I was talking to somebody in the Philippines back here 3 weeks or two. I said, I ain't going to tell you what I said, but, and I said, just wait. You see what's going to happen in the Philippines in a little while. And I just see. See, God's going to shake up everybody. He ain't got to America real good yet, but he's coming, brother. He's about to shake. I said he's about to do some shaking here. He's about see, the other nation, you see them afar off, and you see all these things, volcanoes, eruption there in the, Philippines, and volcanoes, and Turkey had one the other day, and then around the world, all these restless young people are crying out for freedom. This is the Lord moving upon them. This is the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit moving on these young people.
That's
so
true.
That's
true.
Amen.
And America
is asleep. I said America, for the bigger part, not completely. Jesus said she'll be slumbering and sleep in Matthew 25. And it's mostly, this affects the Western world in particular, because we are the Christian nation, and we are the top nation, and America has gone to sleep in a many ways, and slumbering and partially asleep, and only a few is burning the oil. So the Lord got to do something to awaken. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm taking your time. You got 20 minutes left, Brother Nate?
You actually got about 8 minutes.
Same old you, brother. You tell them people, I'm taking 15 minutes. Go ahead, Sister Nate. Go, Sister. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the word that it went forth on today. You know, and I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for all things. And, you know, and I just want to ask everybody to, you know, to pray and remember, you know, the young people, the young children, you know, from like age 4 years old, you know, they in such a rebellious state, You know, some of them, you know, is in homes of confusion, you know, and different things, and you know, just be praying and crying out to the Lord on their behalf, because there is hope for them. You know, the enemy wants us to think that there is no hope for these children, but it's hope for them. And when you look at them, you know, and you look at their mothers and at their fathers, you know, it just really breaks your heart. Because the parents, you know, they need Jesus, you know, as well, you know, as the children, you know, need him. And I was talking to Miss Crocker the other day, and she was talking about the children. And, you know, and I was telling her, I said, we have to pray for them, you know, and cry out for them. And I told her, you know, about working with them. And I told them, I said, you know, I said, some of them, they be rebellious like that. And I said, their mom tell them one thing, and I said that, but they won't come out to the school and, you know, and talk. And I said, but what the children would do, they would carry out the things that their parents tell them. And, you know, and it is, you know, it is really sad, you know, and they need your prayers, the teachers, you know, the superintendent, the principal, all of them. You know, I mean, the whole system is just messed up. It's in trouble. It's really in trouble. It's in trouble. I mean, all kind of sin is going on in the school. You will not believe it. It is so sad.
What? Why don't we have one program for the children? We can't. I know the other brother got the other 5 days, but if we have to use one of our days that we have, we have to make a day, a one program, a day for the children. That's very important. We have to pick one day out of this program specifically for the children and the home. And we have to fast that day and make that a day for the children. So you all mark that down. We mark this down that we have to have a day dedicated, committed to recover the children and the parents in the home. We can't let – this has been on my heart for about, I don't know, 8 or 9, 10, the children. The children. Hallelujah.
Yes,
the children.
Yes,
so we have to dedicate and commit on a program. And if there's no, you know, upping to the other time because the other brother got the other, what is it, 4 or 5 days? It's 5 days. So if there is no day, any missing day that come up, Brother Nate, anybody don't use any day, I need to know on that day so we can use it specifically for the homes and the children. Any time that's not used, I want to use it for the children in the home. Okay?
Amen.
And you handmaiden, you all can use either, you know, Friday or Saturday and dedicate it to children, and you can have the prayer of what we're going to decree just primarily for the children.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So,
amen.
So you and Sister Anderson.
You can, and the sisters are available. It's some time available. Normally, say, for example, when I have Sunday, I normally have Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Normally, there's an hour left after I do it. So there's an hour of time left.
On what day?
You know, either of those days I named. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Okay, so it'll be an hour left?
Right, it'll be an hour left.
Okay. Well, then, Sister Helen and Sister Anderson, we're going to work out to use that hour every day.
Okay.
Now, you and Sister Anderson can talk how you are going to have this children's ministry 1 hour using it, the 1 hour that's left every day.
Okay.
For the 5 days. For the 4 days, for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay.
Okay.
You got it, Sister Anna, you and her?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Yeah.
We got it.
Okay. Because the children, we have to stop the enemy taking over the next generation.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
And as we go, to all the children in other nations, and it's not just America, our care and our concern is not just about our children, but the children around the world that are suffering.
Yes, Lord.
And suffering in many areas. So it'll be about the children all over different nations. It's not just about American children. So they are valuable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So so let's keep in mind. So as we as we leave, we opened this invitation for you to come to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and your Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
Because if we don't give you that opportunity, then we may fail to do what the Lord wants to do. Everyone out there, anywhere, you need to make a decision.
Yeah.
Christ died for your sins and rose again. If you ask Jesus, just simply, he know your heart. Say, Lord, you know my heart. I want you. Come live in your life in me. Save me. Transform me. Deliver me. Wash me in your blood. I want a new beginning and a new life in Christ Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
If you simply do anything from your heart, he knows your heart. He will accept you and believe it. And then you can take that first step, and then you can go and find a place to be baptized in the authority of Jesus in water and filled with the Holy Ghost. So this invitation is to you now, right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And we
thank
praise you,
Lord,
for this opportunity. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, from Brother Lee, Brother Nate, and Sister Anne and Sister T, we love you all. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
Behold.